Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live weekly prophecy reality edition. We turn on the studio cam, we open up the chat room, and engage the culture, I guess. We have a Prophecy Reality Worldview Weekly. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. Let's see. First of all, let's read a scripture here. Matthew 11:27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Of course, Jesus speaking. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And it's nice to find rest in these days of turmoil, no doubt about it. It's nice to know we have it there. Before we jump into the news here and current events and do engage those current events, a little on the light side here. Well, is this really light side? I don't know, but it kind of struck me as funny. This is from the Babylon Bee. And that is, Elmo dies of myocarditis after receiving the COVID vaccine. I mean, if we want to teach the children well, that's what will happen. But anyway, you have the, I guess this guy's called the Surgeon General or something like that. Yeah. And they're giving Elmo a shot. I think it's supposed to be the death shot. The mRNA death shot. So all the children will be happy to get it. Because, of course, Elmo got it. Let's see what else they have to say here. Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to prison in spite of years of faithful service to the nation's leaders. Let's see. Satan responds to Roe versus Wade. I don't think I'm going to watch the video. And I don't know what this is all about here. Oh yeah, and a couple more here. Ghislaine Maxwell to be killed early on good behavior. I think that's kind of a flashback to the other guy that she was the madam for, who was suicided in prison. I think that's the way you put it. If someone, is suicided. Yeah, made to look like suicide anyway. That's the belief. Let's see. Biden signs order supporting gender surgery. Promises if you like your genitals, you can keep your genitals. I don't know, Babylon Bee. Some of these are a little off for me. Yeah. Okay. I guess, let's see, Fireman Mike's in the chat room, Steven and Ellie, we got a couple people showed up. It took a week off because they started my well last Wednesday and I wanted to be here. But by Monday, they had gotten 10 feet. Yeah, but yesterday they started on their 100-foot stick. Because they do 20-foot sticks at a time, because they have to keep adding. Yeah. So right now they're on the 100-foot stick. But they haven't got here yet this morning. They come all the way from Fresno, so like it's at least an hour and a half, or an hour to an hour and a half drive, depending on, I mean, I guess you can go 70 out there on the highway, but yeah, it's still 70 miles away. But they'll be here making noise before I get off of this broadcast. So they should be done by the end of this week. And done and gone, I should say. There's a little bit more than just drilling a big hole in the ground. Yeah, the hole's about a foot around that they're drilling. But yeah, there's a lot more to it than that. So that's the update. So then I've got to get someone out here to move my equipment from my old well to my new well. And of course, add two or three sticks to it so I can get like 60 feet into the water. Yeah. But I'll have many more if I need to add later, but hopefully I won't run out of water before the pump goes, the pump fails, because that happens occasionally too. Yes, that's life in the big country over here. Okay, I guess we're going to have to move on to some serious news and look at what's going on out there in the culture. Okay, Democrats demand abortion tents in national parks to mass murder American babies. And this is being suggested by a lot of the really committed people who want, national government, Washington, D.C. legislated murder, which is what we've had for 50 years now. It's legislated from the bench, from whence legislation is not supposed to come. And that's really what happened with this Dobbs decision, is they tossed out a decision that was unlawful. And it won't be the first time that that's happened, that the Supreme Court has reversed its own or prior court's decisions because they were legislating from the bench. They were usurping the power of the states, and that's basically what it was. And see, now the liberal extreme Democrats, they should be celebrating because we have more liberty, because now it goes to the states. We don't have, one dictatorship, which is what, Joe Biden thinks he is he thinks that he is the dictator of the nation, and that whatever they do in Washington, D.C. should override the states, but not so. And hopefully that foundation can be built upon, because that is the only way that we're going to have any semblance of liberty in the states. And it's going to come down to, and already there are many challenges, even in the states, over their trigger laws, so to speak, trigger laws that they had ready to be triggered as soon as Roe versus Wade was overturned. Well, now it has been. So the fight begins. But I don't think that they can open up abortion. I don't think the federal government has any authority to get into the abortion business. That's not in the Constitution. So I think that in the same court that they would just be wasting their time to try to set up in the states that outlaw the murder of children in the womb, places where they can go in their state to murder children in the womb. It's bad enough now you have all these corporations offering free travel for their employees in states where abortion is not legal. They're going to pay for their travel to go to states where abortion is legal, so they can continue to have their abortions. And that will be something that will be available to all the citizens in all the states, to go to a state where abortion is legal. Now, here's what I'm thinking about this, is that I'm praying, and I'm even in California. I know that California will even declare itself sanctuary, abortion sanctuary state. That's what I was trying to think of, that term there, because they have sanctuary cities and stuff. So the California legislature will go as far, because they are so evil, that they will go as far as to declare their the state abortion sanctuary, which it is, and you know, and I know that it is. But right now, I'm praying, and I've been praying ever since this thing that happened, that God would make a clear and decisive example, or give clear and decisive judgments on states that allow abortion to continue in them. Because the United States are 50 different states. And I believe that God, like he judges all nations separately and always has, I mean, we have states in, there's 38 million people in California alone. They have more than one-tenth of the population of the United States is here in this state. And it's a country to itself, really, because that's what the states are. They're united for the things that are outlined in the Constitution that created the Union. But, and those are the only things. Everything not listed in there or granted to the federal government is reserved to the states and the people. And it states that plainly. So, and that's what the whole decision was about. And many of these other types of decisions may be overturned and turned back to the states, which, because we have a court that the majority is going to follow the Constitution, apparently. I didn't believe it. And, you know, that it could happen, but it did. And the fact that it did happen, well, I'm going to attribute to God Almighty, not to any group of people or any section, sectarian, whatever. I'm going to attribute it to God Almighty, because now I believe that God Almighty is going to judge the states. Because I know, even where I'm sitting in this state, before Obergefell, several years before Obergefell, it was put on the state ballot in California. And the people of California decisively voted against gay marriage. That's right. That's what we call it gay marriage is called. We call it gay mirage, because that's all it is a mirage. And thinking, going back to the Bible here and realizing, here's what God said about marriage. He said, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Okay? That describes true marriage to a T. What God has joined together, and God has declared in his word what marriage is. And he gave us all a license to get married according to his word, according to what he is willing to join together. And that is a man and a woman. Okay? Absent adultery. Okay? Because Jesus kind of clarified some things about adultery and those who, and the guilty party in adultery and their, and where they stand, because they have a separate standing. They're not to remarry. They're to be, anyway, we won't get into that, but because we're talking about the gay mirage thing. But God has not licensed people by his word to get married to the same sex. He has not even licensed his people to marry people that are not Christians. But God recognizes Christians between non-Christians because he gave them license, men and women license to get married. That's the license that God gives. So anything that is not according to God's word and the license he gives is a mirage. Yeah. And I believe that even a man and a woman can have a mirage, not just gay people, because any illegitimate marriage is a mirage. And you may think you're married because you followed the rules of man, but you may be living a mirage. You may be living in sin and adultery. And definitely there is it is a clear line that women can't marry women and men can't marry men and people can't marry their dog, their cat, or their rag doll. But but people are doing just about all of those things these days. So, yeah, the gay mirage. And I'm not really there. States' rights, that's what it gets down to. And I think the more we go back to state rights, the closer we'll be to retaining the liberty over here on the continent. And so I'm praying for God to decisively judge the different states. And I know the judgment has been on California. It's been burning. There are droughts here. And right now they're high on COVID funds. That's right. COVID funds. There is such a surplus of money in California that now the governor is going to send up to several thousand dollars to every person or families for what do they call it? Inflation relief. So if you're franchised, because they have what they call the franchise tax board in California, so you pay your franchise taxes. So if you're a franchise of the state, then you'll get a check. I won't get one because I'm not a citizen I'm not a resident of the state of California. I am not. I'm not a resident of the state of California. I'm just a man on the land here. Okay. That's all I am. And I'm a citizen of heaven. That's my standing. And I have liberty according to the constitutions of the United States and California and the Bill of Rights to stand on that liberty. I'm not required to give up that standing by religious liberty and by political liberty. And so here I'll stand, even though they're unlawfully stripping me of my rights by turning rights into privileges in many instances. But we won't get into that right now. That we'll save that for another day. So anyway, the Democrats can, none of these things will pass muster because they're not, the constitutional authority does not exist for the government to go into the abortion business. I guess, you know, perhaps they could, for people that have joined the government, like if you become part of the military, I'm guessing it would be constitutional for them to offer and allow abortions for people that are in the military or that are, well, you know what? That gets very fuzzy though. I was going to say, or are employees of the government, of the federal government. But just thinking about the Social Security issue, that everyone who has a Social Security number and is part of their employment scheme through that number is actually an employee of the federal government. And that's a legal standing. That's something I found in my study into the Social Security number and that mark of the beast, because it is a mark of a beast. Whether it's the mark of the beast, well, I'm not going to debate that, but it is a mark of a beast because it is being offered by a beast, and it's being offered under, well, a UN treaty. So basically it's part of the system that belongs to the UN, as you'll find many of these things are, because there's a treaty between nations making these things transferable from one nation to another. So it's much bigger than the United States. And it all fits with prophecy too. You can look up many postings that I have on YouTube on the Mark of the Beast. I think I did a whole series on the many, many years ago where I delved into the law and all of that and turned up some of these ideas and discovered some of these facts about this mark of the beast or a beast. But like I said, whether it is the mark of the beast spoken of in the very last two verses of chapter 13 of the Revelation or not. We'll see. But I think that whatever that is, it's certainly a precursor, or it's certainly a pattern upon which it is built, or is something that is developing into that which is described in the Revelation. They have set a target date, at least the image of the beast. The UN is the image of the beast. And if you don't understand that yet, I'll post a link here in the chat room in a few minutes where you can read about that. But they have set a date, 2030, their 2030 agenda. And I believe that's why we're in this push now since 2020, because they realize we have 10 years if we're going to pull this off, and they have a lot to accomplish by 2030. And if they get what they want, then the Mark of the Beast inquisitions will begin, because that's what's outlined in those last two verses, are Mark of the Beast inquisitions, where people will actually and even be killed for not succumbing and receiving or accepting, or from throwing off and repenting of the Mark of the Beast. Those will be things worthy of death. And so that Mark of the Beast inquisition, I believe, even in those simple two verses, is being described there explicitly. There's just no way around it, that there will be an inquisition about that. You know, the beast, the Antichrist and his shadow government, and their historical 1260-year reign in Western Europe, they had plenty of inquisitions, and certainly will exercise inquisitions under any guise that they're able to do it, because they love death. Okay, well, we're going to go into a break here, and we'll be back, and we'll dive into much more news, current events, and our prophecy reality worldview on everything that's going on around us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth, this book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. In the news, breaking. This from CHD. Who behind, that's the WHO, is behind the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, scheme to skip all future clinical trials for COVID vaccines? Now, everybody's surprised by that one. See, they called the pandemic the plandemic. Of course, they ran a little scenario, and then they decided, yeah, we're ready. We better do it now while it's fresh, and everybody's knows the script and what they're supposed to do. And then we saw it happen lockstep throughout the world. So the planned pandemic, and I can say that because I'm not on YouTube. Not today. Likely never again. Yeah. Never again. I can put some videos on YouTube, but I couldn't put this one on YouTube just because I just said that. Because you can't have an opinion. Yeah. Certain opinions are not allowed, says Google. Yeah. Because they own YouTube. Okay. Who? WHO, the World Health Organization, part of the UN, part of the image of the beast. So you know where they're going with this thing. They have their 2030 agenda, and we all know where that's going. One world dictatorship. That's right. They recommend a new Gates-funded polio vaccine. Are you ready? Roll up your sleeves, people. Yes. You know what? I'm never going to get another vaccine as long as I live, and hopefully that'll be another 40 years, or until Jesus comes, whichever comes sooner. I'll be in my mortal flesh until then, but I will not take a vaccine. They will have to forcibly hold me down, or my screaming, kicking objections, and to jab me with a needle. I would rather die, seriously. And I may die. I will die, definitely. Yeah. My mortal life will come to an end one way or another. Hopefully it's when Jesus returns and I'm transformed in the twinkling of an eye, but it doesn't matter to me. I'm up for whatever Jesus has in store, whatever the King, because he has a plan for each and every one of us. And I'm up for whatever he has planned for me. He hasn't given me that information yet, and I'm not sure I would tell you if I knew. Because how could I be sure until it happens? I am just a mere mortal. Yes, but saved by the blood of the Lamb. Okay, so next. The WHO, the World Health Organization, recommends new Gates-funded polio vaccine to address vaccine-derived polio outbreak in UK. Now, this happened 10 years ago or so when Gates went about Africa giving people polio vaccines and other things. I think there were things in those vaccines to reduced the population because they found a lot of people had been sterilized without their will or consent. But also a lot of them got polio from the vaccine. Now, who is recommending that they be vaccinated to address the vaccine that they got from the polio vaccine? It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Yes. Well, with between the FDA and the World Health Organization, everything they do makes perfect sense because the outcome is exactly what they want. Next, speaking of Gates, he's into developing lab-grown meat, artificial meat. Are you up for that? Well, just in case you aren't, they're killing off chickens by the tens of millions in the United States. They're burning down processing plants. Cows and cattle and sheep are dying from heat exhaustion, although it's been hotter in former years and cattle didn't die by the tens of thousands. So what's killing them? I smell a conspiracy here. I can't point to it. I can't prove it. But when things happen like this and there's no explanation, or they try to say it was just, well, it was 100 degrees. Well, I'm 100 degrees. Well, 98.6. You know, this is 1.4 degrees below 100. I'm not dead. I've been over 100 myself. It didn't kill me. Most people have been over 100 degrees in their life and it hasn't killed them. I'm not buying it. It was 107 here the other day. Monday, yeah. Only 104 4 or 5 yesterday. Supposed to be 104 today. Nobody's dying from it. I'm sure there's a few people, but, you know, they already have morbidity problems, or so they're old, they're sick, they're infirm, or they're locked in a truck by people smugglers and dying from that, from, yeah, exposure. But not from being out in the field. Yeah. And most people that have cattle, they know how to keep their cattle watered, because it's very important when you have cattle that you make sure every day that the water is on. So you don't lose 10,000 cattle. You might lose one if it gets caught in a thicket and can't get to the water. But so something stinks to high heaven that's going on around here. And I'm sure a lot of you've heard about all of this and the number of processing plants and the number of animals. And they killed the chickens on purpose. Of course, they gave one a PCR test. So decided that the millions of them should die. And then we got plants closing, packing up, going out of business when business is booming, when they're getting more for their chickens than ever before. Just packing up shop, closing their plants for no apparent reason whatsoever, except maybe that they've been bought out secretly by certain billionaires. See? I suspect foul play, because we have an enemy. And his name is Satan. And Satan has people working for him on this earth, and they are traitors to mankind. That's what they are. Like all of these people, this pharmaceuticals, Joe Biden, all of these people pushing this kill shot to reduce the population of the planet because they believe Satan's lie, or why? I don't know why they're doing it. I can't, you know, they've been deceived, but actually to go out and murder your fellow man and commit genocide, and on purpose, killing children now, by jabbing children down to 6 months, pretty soon they're going to want to jab your child to, well, they're already killing children as soon as they come out of the womb by giving them jabs. And it's killing some of them. And oh, now we've learned in the last week that the COVID vaccine, the so-called COVID mRNA experimental death shot, or population reduction shot, is now more effective than RU486, which is a Abortion shot. That's right. It's more effective than the abortion pill or shot or whatever, however they're giving it to you. The contraceptive abortion, you know, the one you're supposed to take to, it's more effective. Yeah. Cause more children were aborted last year by the COVID shot than, and that not on purpose. But now, you know, hey, it's more effective than the abortion shot, but is it safer? Well, obviously not. Since, we know that it's likely that the number of people who have died is anywhere from 10 times to 100 times that reported in VAERS. And you can do the math for yourself. Not just the deaths, but, and then what is the long-term result going to be? Well, you see it now. It's called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. An unheard of thing. And it's not just sudden adults. It's children are dying suddenly in their sleep, and teenagers, young adults, all the way up to 50s and 80s. Well, I guess if it can kill young children in their sleep, that it can kill old people in their sleep. But if you're old, see, at least they can cover it up. You are old. You're going to die anyway. So, but yeah, now we have SADS, sudden adult, sudden adverse death syndrome, because it's an adverse reaction of what is supposed to be a vaccine. But the truth is, it's not an adverse reaction. It's intentional. Yeah. So trying to make an acronym fit for that, sudden adverse death syndrome. Yeah. Well, it's adverse to the people who took the shot because it was unintended, but they're dying from it, and everybody knows it. I mean, it just blows my mind that these people out in the mainstream media are willing to push this. They know better. They absolutely know better. So anyway, as you can see, I'm on the Defender, Children's Health Defense mail list. That's our good friend, RFK Jr.'s organization, and always has good articles. He's liberal leading on a lot of things that I'm not, but at least I could say he's well-intentioned, even if I don't agree with him on some things. I would love to have him as the Surgeon General of the United States of America. Absolutely. Yes. Let's see. Who should we have for president? Well, I'd say, you know who I'd like to see for president? Yeah. That's Supreme Court Justice. Yeah. The one. and I can't remember his name right offhand. That my brain's working too fast. Yeah, it's not as young as it used to be. But Clarence Thomas, there he is. That's the guy. I'd like to see him for president and RFK Jr. for Surgeon General. And let's see, who could we have as Attorney General? Well, there are plenty of good candidates, although I don't hold out much hope. And they're still trying to kill President Trump. Yeah. Politically, anyway, at least. Will they move as far as the poison cup or an assassination if he gets near the presidency again? Because I think a lot of liberals are learning, not your far strung, crazy New Wing liberals out there, but the old liberals, people who have old liberal ideas, which was leaning more towards individual liberty. That was the whole idea, many, many years ago. But a lot of liberals, I think, are probably reassessing, what they accepted about Trump as maybe not being true, or that Trump may be much more preferable than this, attack on humanity that is being waged, the war on humanity that is being waged from Washington, D.C., you know, unapologetically. There's no doubt about it in anyone's mind. I mean, you have to be seriously deluded to not be able to see what is coming from Washington, D.C.'s, and that you, no matter your standing, are their targets. They don't care if they kill you. You will have died for their cause. You feel better now? You liberals out there, that if you end up in their sights, you will have been killed for the cause that you believe in. How about that? I don't see any of them stepping up to offer up their lives to save the earth. Yes, they think they must end 90% of humanity to save the earth, but they're not stepping up and volunteering and making and being the example that they should be. If they truly believed in their cause, they would offer up their own lives and let everyone know the sacrifice they're making to save the earth so that you would follow them. Yeah, they're very sincere people, you can tell. Okay, let's see what else we got here. So lab-grown meat, nope. And right now, I'm starting my own little, I have my water coming. Now I'm going to grow my sheep herd so that, yes. And that's what we all need to do. Plant a garden, get some meat animals, get your own chickens. Right now I'm hatching eggs. I got myself an incubator and I've got chickens sitting on eggs and I've got chicks. And I've got chickens laying eggs. So I have meat there, but my chickens are primarily egg chickens. If I was going to grow meat chickens, I would get a breed that is specifically for meat. So if you're thinking about that, you might want to start a little part-time business growing meat chickens, because a lot of things are going to become scarce unless a lot of people, start growing. I think I'm going to get me some meat chickens, though, too, just to have them so that I can give them away and help people to start. Because that's what we need to do right now, to be ready for what's coming in a couple years. It will be nice to have some sheep for slaughter, so I'm just going to grow my herd until then. Of course, I'll have to harvest most of the males, because you need the females to reproduce and to keep reproducing. And then you slaughter the males, the male sheep, that is, and for meat, immediately when they become the prime weight for slaughter. And that way we have meat. But meat chickens, yeah, that would be the way to go. But egg chickens, that protein is one of the finest protein products that you can have. Chickens that lay their own eggs and that have a little free range in your yard. You can even have them in the city. You know, I just suggest you don't have roosters. The chickens will still lay eggs even without roosters. You just won't have any chicks or anyone waking up your neighbors complaining. But if you do have roosters in the city, make sure you get with your neighbors and tell them that, you know, they'll get a dozen eggs once in a while. If they won't complain. But anyway, you could have a pet chicken. You could marry your chicken. Yeah. Why not? You could marry your chicken. Yes. And get a marriage license and everything to marry your chicken. That way, that would make it legal. Okay. Let's see. All right. Let's see what I got. I got more tabs up here. Let's see, a victory for life. Oh, this is my Lou Rockwell role here. A victory for life and liberty. That's from Ron Paul, MD. Let's see. Okay, I don't know what that is. The Nativity, that sounds like a Catholic article. They have a lot of Catholics on this site. I believe it is a Catholic site. I keep praying for all these rebellious Catholics out there that they'll just become full Protestants. Just don't protest a little bit. Just fully protest and just open up the Bible and become a true Bible believer, because that's where reading the Bible for yourself, that's where it leads. Yeah, especially if you are a Catholic. Jesus says he loves you. He says to you that if you are part of the great apostate church, the Roman the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church. He says, come out of her, my people. So if you're his people, you come out of her, please. See, vaccine shedding finally proven. Real surprise here. Al Gore stuffed millions into his locks box while saving the world. Yeah, he saved the world. How do you like the result? Because what we are undergoing right now is a result of and is the work that Al Gore is what he was working for, to locking down the world. It's always, they always want the same thing. Lock you down like you're a prisoner. That's right. They just don't have a prison big enough for all of us. So they figure they'll just lock us down where we're at so they can totally control us and we can be their sheep. Let's see. Now, I'd rather be, a sheep belonging to the great shepherd. Here's some more. Surprise, surprise. Pfizer, CDC lied to Americans. Yeah, they would never do that. And see, that's what the gullible believe. They would never lie to us. They don't have any nefarious plans to rule the world. They don't really want to reduce the pop. No, yes, they said they do. They want to do all of these things. So come out of your delusion. The CDC lied to Americans. FDA approved COVID shot. A COVID shot exists on paper only. So FDA approved COVID shot exists. Yeah, there's no Comirnaty. That's the one they approved, the one that doesn't exist. Because they don't want to give you the one that's approved, because then they would be liable for the damages. They only want you to take the one that's under EUA. That's why the emergency continues. That is the only reason they're continuing the emergency, so that they can now continue to give you an EUA authorized vaccine, because it's not, they're not liable for the damages done because it's an emergency and no one is required to take it by any law. Even though they're mandating it, you know, there are those in the military that are going, hey, the one that they're mandating, they can only mandate by law one that is approved. And it hasn't been FDA approved. It's only under an emergency use authorization. And can you believe it that saying this truth will get you kicked off of YouTube or Twitter or a lot of these mainstream media free speech platforms? Yeah, you're free to speak only what they want you to say. And you're not free to speak what they don't want you to say. You're free to go somewhere else and do it, though. Yeah, so you have that freedom. FDA or USDA ignoring the science on low-carb diets. Let's see, Durham played you for a fool. Yeah, a lot of surprises here. Actually, no surprises. Doctor says Pfizer's COVID shot trial should be null and void after twisting data. Well, it was null and void from its beginning, but they did twist the data, of course. They have no liability under emergency use authorization. And, you know, that should be anybody who's voted into office should be called upon to, they should commit to ending the emergency so we can end the death shots. And then they need to totally clean house with the FDA and the CDC. Well, the CDC is actually a private organization, I believe, but I'm sure it's federally funded. Yeah. These are things that should not be funded by the federal government. All of these things are unlawful according to the Constitution. I'd say 90% of what the federal government is doing is not authorized by the Constitution and should be thrown out. Yeah. Good luck with that one. And I am surprised that they finally overturned Roe versus Wade. But I'm sure that there's a plan to it. Yes. It may be just to make the Catholic Church look good. Yeah. But there are good people in there. And I guess they can't resist all of the good. And I don't believe it really. Now that they're killing people otherwise and other ways, I don't think it really bothers the Catholic Church too much. Plus, they have so many zealots out there for death. It is just mind-blowing how demonic these people are. And I don't need to show you. You've seen plenty of examples of what's going on out there in the world today. Six ways McConnell betrays the Republican base. See, a lot of these people need to be voted out. So if you're a voter and you're voting in these elections out there, you know, I believe it's going to be harder. Hopefully it'll be harder to cheat on the voting, on the election thing this time around. And, but yeah. It may be good. Anything we can do to resist, to hold back the flood that's coming, that's what we should do. Okay, I'm going to take a break here for some news, but I will be back after that. Don't go anywhere.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And in this edition of prophecy reality, we're just looking at news items, current events, and just seeing, trying to give a prophecy worldview about what is happening out there. I have this article here from, now this is also from The Defender. And this is by Joseph Mercola. WEF, that's the World Economic Forum's Top 10 Scary Ideas. That's what we're calling it in the article here. Top 10 Scary Ideas and How They Could Affect Your Future. Now, this is what the Antichrist and his minions, this guy is one of his minions, what they have planned for us. So just how chilling is the World Economic Forum's vision of the future? You've got to read it in their own words to find out. So let's find out what he has uncovered if you haven't discovered this for yourself. Now, a lot of young people, millennials, and a lot of very liberal-minded people who've really drank the Kool-Aid are all for it. They think this is all a good thing because they already own nothing. So they think that they're going to gain stuff. If the rest of the world own nothings, they think that nothing will come to them. in the form of some kind of reward. But no, the nothing will come to them. It will come to all of us. And, yeah, we will all be slaves, because slaves are literally the only people who own nothing are slaves. Because if you own nothing, then you're totally dependent upon someone else. The very definition of slavery. And the world has more slaves now than it ever has in any point in history. That's a fact that very few people know of. Anyway, to the article here, story at a glance. The World Economic Forum's WEF mission is to do away with the democratic process and give all ownership and control to the deep state. So they don't even want you to have the pretense of voting. Yeah, they're not even going to allow the voting show to go on, because at like in 2020 and 2016, it was a show. It's just, it's becoming too hard for them and too laborious. It's too exhausting for them to cheat the way they did, especially in 2020, because it was so glaring. Yeah, another reason that we're not on YouTube is because we're willing to say that. We're willing to speak the facts. And everyone knows. But I guess if you can outlaw people saying it, and if you can get people to go along with your mantra, nobody ever cheated in elections, unless Hillary Clinton thought of it in 2016 or previous elections to that, where a lot of mostly Democrats it was who accused the other side of cheating. But now they've got the cheat on their side, because it's right in line with the money powers. I mean, that means the Antichrist and his shadow government. See, they openly share and promote this to the world as if it's inevitable that their plan for a great reset will one day come to fruition. Well, they do believe it's inevitable. Yeah. The dystopian society that they envision strips individuals of their autonomy in favor of global tyrannical control. From mind control using sound waves to smartphones built into your clothing and your body or your brain. Yeah. The WEF promotes widespread censorship and control. Yes, they do. And they want you to be happy about it. The WEF plans to recalibrate free speech. Well, they're doing that right now. They are recalibrating free speech. Education for children. How do you like the recalibration of education? Your children, your little boys and your little girls in kindergarten and grade school can now learn that they're not little boys or little girls, that the little boys could learn that they can be anything they want. They could be a little boy, could be a little girl, or an egg, or a chicken, or I don't know. Plenty of selections out there for deluded minds that believe they can be something they're not. But that's the recalibration of education. Yeah. They can learn critical race theory, that the idea of being a racist is good, or that they should be racist against themselves, that if you're white, then just the idea, this, just the fact that you're white and your whiteness is bad. You are a born racist if you're white, and you owe the world an apology, and you to become the slave to the rest of the world, because you, by virtue of being white, have a debt, slave debt, yeah, to the ones that prior generations enslaved. Yeah. I'll forget the fact that the actual word slave comes from a race of white people, Slavs, because they were enslaved by their neighbors on both sides of the European continent, the Eurasia, where the two divisions between the East and the West met. The Slavs were right in the middle and constantly being enslaved by both sides. Yeah, so that's where the word slave came from. But we don't want to teach that history. that the original slaves were white. And more of them were enslaved than ever were any black people enslaved. So they got nothing over on the white race. Yeah. And most people are, yeah, well, they'll not get into the slavery that exists today, but you can do your own research on that. Let's see. The W, yeah, so they're recalibrating education, teaching your children that freedom is slavery and slavery is freedom. Yeah, and getting them to believe it too. Yeah. And that individuals should own their own property. Oh, and the idea that individuals should own their own property. They're recalibrating that because you will own nothing and you will be a happy slave because only slaves own nothing and rely upon others for everything they need in their life. So if you're not familiar with the World Economic Forum, prepare to be astounded. This international organization is run by German engineer Der Little Führer, yes, under the Antichrist, Der Little Führer, the founder, Klaus Schwab. He was a pupil of Henry Kissinger. And I think he's even more of a believer in the New World Order than Henry Kissinger. And other members of the technocratic elite. I'm doing a little ad-libbing in the article here, as you can tell if you're reading along with me. Their mission is to do away with the democratic process and give all ownership and control to the deep state. If this sounds far-fetched, like a conspiracy theory, you'll be surprised to know that the WEF doesn't hide its agenda. Yeah, I'm even on their mailing list, so keep apprised of what the enemy is up to. They openly share it and promote it to the world as if it's inevitable that their plan for a great reset will one day come to fruition. And I was talking to somebody, have you heard of the Great Reset? No, never heard of that. It's going on right now. It began in 2020. It's the Great Reset. As a matter of fact, Klaus Schwab, the very guy we're talking about, wrote a book. Yeah, COVID-19, the Great Reset. Yeah. The dystopian society that they envision strips individuals of their autonomy in favor of global tyrannical control. And you know what? You know what? One of the greatest emblems of autonomy has been in the last century? The automobile. That's right. The word automobile has the same has the same root in it as autonomy. Automobile makes you autonomously mobile. Yeah, you don't have to take public transport. You don't have to get on a stage or get on a bus or a train or an airplane and travel by public transportation. You can travel autonomously. That's why your president, if you voted for him, or if you're a national citizen, a federal citizen, that is, if you're a federal citizen, your president. I'm not a federal citizen. He's not my president. I don't have a president. Jesus is my king. Okay. I'm in the kingdom of God is where my citizenship lies. Straightening that out for you who think, oh, you're one of us too. No, I'm not. I don't say we. I understand why these other people that they're supposedly, you know, against the one world government and the Antichrist, they're always saying we. Well, that's because they're totally in. They're not out. I'm out. I'm not in. Okay. So anyway, they want to strip individuals of their autonomy in favor of global tyrannical controls. And that's why the automobile must go. And that's why that is the only reason. See, because Joe Biden may not be a young global leader, but he is an old global leader. Yes. He's one of the original global leaders. He is one of the oldest global leaders that we have. And that is why he is making sure that We do not have gas. They've shut down all of the refineries, or most of them. Most of the refinery output in the United States has already been shut down in the last year. That's why gas is rare. That's why he shut down the pipelines and stopped the drilling, because he does not want you having gas for your automobile. And he knows that most of you cannot afford an electric automobile. And they do not make you autonomous anyway, because all they have to do is shut off the electricity, which is they're doing anyway, because when they shut off the gas, they're shutting off the electricity, because most of the electricity was produced by generators that run on petroleum. And so now that's where all of the gas, which is very expensive now, is going. All of that oil is going to run the generators and the windmills and the solar things. Those are just a pipe dream that you've been fed to make you think that it'll be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. And it is getting more un-okay as we go on. And they're hitting us, like I said, with the food thing. They're hitting us everywhere they can. It is a war on humanity. That is what is going on. So if you can't see that, then you're blind or you don't want to see it. But it's time to start waking up. All of you, no matter what side of the political divide you're on, it's time to wake up. You know what? America first, the American people first, is not such a bad idea after all. How do you like America last? Because that's what Joe Biden's policies are. They are the Antichrist policies. Joe Biden works for the Antichrist. Yeah, the Antichrist is his boss. He is a old world leader. We have lots of new world, young global leaders out there like Macron, the guy in Canada, and they're all over the world. They've got embedded in every government. And that should be another criteria for whether you vote for someone. Are they part of the young global leaders? Because some of the young global leaders are now getting old, because this operation's been going on for 40 years. And that's why there are so many of them in the governments all around the world, working in lockstep and showing their power by working in lockstep to bring you the plandemic in 2020. So, just how chilling is it? You've got to read their own words to find out. While few of their dictates are heavily picked up by the media, they have a way of infiltrating the collective psyche nonetheless. And that's what they're all about. The collective against the individual. Just watch the Borg on Star Trek. You'll get a good idea of what they're after, at least spiritually and symbolically speaking. The Vigilant Citizen recently compiled 10 of the most incredulous and scary notions that the WEF has championed, in no particular order. 1. Infiltrating governments. It is WEF's intention to penetrate and capture governments around the world in order to do away with democracy and establish a globalized world run by a self-selected coalition of multinational corporations, governments, including through the UN system, and select civil society organizations. And it's working. Yeah, like I said, they've been working on it for 40 years, and now we see it coming to fruition, and they chose to exhibit their power by lockstep plandemic beginning in 2020. The Vigilant Citizen points out, this is the exact opposite of a democracy. Going even further, Schwab, WEF's owner and chairman, told Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government in 2017, "We are very proud of what we penetrate is that we penetrate the local global cabinets of countries with our WEF global leaders, young global leaders." Yeah. I got to work on my accent, don't I? I have German in my ancestry, but yeah, I don't know how to speak German. In fact, WF maintains a Young Global Leaders program, a 5-year introduction into their principles. So you can join 5 years, an introduction into their principles. And if you sell out and buy it completely, then you can move on and they will help you to find positions because they are well positioned and well funded by those that own the money power of the world. Its goal is to create world leaders who don't answer to their people, but to their bosses at WEF. How do you like that? Like the governor of California, Joe Biden, the president of, or what are they, premier, the dictator up there in Canada. We'll just call it what he is. He's a dictator. Graduates of programs include world leaders who are suspiciously in lockstep with WEF's Great Reset, such as Justin Trudeau, that's the guy, Prime Minister of Canada, Emmanuel Macron, President of France, who's going to be voted out, we hope, and Mark Zuckerberg, founder and CEO of Facebook. Other young global leader graduates include Germany's Angela Merkel, Russia's Vladimir Putin. Don't think that because you're listening to True News that Vladimir Putin is a good guy. Yeah, he's playing his part, believe it or not. But he is also a young global leader. Angela Merkel, Vladimir Putin, along with at least half of Canada's cabinet. Now you can see why the lockdown was so complete in Canada. Hopefully they'll have a revolution in Canada for the good. And hopefully we'll have a revolution in America. See, because that's the thing about the Antichrist is he's not God. That's the little secret that he doesn't want you to know. That he's not God and he cannot totally control everything. Money doesn't buy the minds of the masses, but it sure can influence them. He goes, I wonder why Google censors shapes information to be in exact support of the World Economic Forum's narrative. Sponsors of WF's Young Global Leader program include, well, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Google. That's why they censor and shape information to be exact support of their narrative. Sound wave mind control. That's interesting. They say this out loud, and it's all recorded there. You know, you can watch it for yourself. Quote, non-invasive neuromodulation is touted as a new era of healthcare by WEF in a 2018 article that's since been scrubbed from the internet, but is preserved by the Internet Archive. Initially discussed as a tool for managing Parkinson's and Alzheimer's diseases, they always have some good reason to begin these things, and then they turn all of these weapons and turn them into weapons for their nefarious purposes. Titled Mind Control Using Sound Waves. It quickly takes a turn. But what happens if this technique is for altering our brain waves escapes regulation and falls into the wrong hands? Imagine the dictatorial regime with access to the tricks and tools to change the way its citizens think or behave. Yeah, imagine that. No. They would never do that to us. Yes. This is not the school of the gullible here, okay? This broadcast is not for gullible minds, but people who are willing to believe and know that there are evil people out in the world and that evil people love money and that people who love money ultimately in a world of evil and sin will ultimately control the money. And yes, God even allows them because it serves his purpose. I thank God I'm not rich. I thank God that he has kept me from riches, from the deceitfulness of riches, because I am a mere man and I am a mere mortal. And I know that there is, that without him and his Holy Spirit, without his regenerating power of his Holy Spirit in my life, I would be nothing. I would be deluded and deceived and without hope like the rest of the world. Continuing the article. And that we will do when we come back from this break. And I think we'll have just enough time in the next segment to finish this. You're listening to Cross the Border on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth. This book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition, and we're going through the 10 WF's scary ideas for the future. And these are just 10 in no particular order. And we were talking about sound wave mind control. It was their number two. In an interview with Antone Jerusalem, a professor of engineering science at Oxford University, the WF article describes controlling neuronal activity in the brain by directing mechanical vibrations to a certain region. While it's stated that this process hasn't yet been fine-tuned, Jerusalem said, I can see the day coming where scientists will be able to control what a person sees in their mind's eye by sending the right waves to the right place in their brains. The article then makes the case that since somebody is going to harness this form of mind control, it might as well be the World Economic Forum. If we want to lead that dance 10 years from now, we need to start researching today. Politicians should remember that if we don't do it, then somebody somewhere will do it anyway, potentially unregulated. And then, next one, pills with microchips in them. Let's see. Steven in the chat room says, they are, as I say, federal citizen. They are part of their corporation with an SSN, yes. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, or the treasures available by being a federal citizen. Yes, I agree with you on that. Learning to process your own livestock. I was speaking of raising sheep, which I'm starting to do, and plan to increase my herd now that I have water. Yes, I can hear them over there drilling. They've started since I started the broadcast. And so it'll be a good skill. It will be a necessary skill. I've even downloaded some, in case the internet goes down, I've downloaded some videos on how to do just that. Process my own sheep. There you go. They're out there. Download them. The internet may not always be available, but hopefully you'll have a computer at least. There are plenty of computers around. You could play the video. Okay, next, number three, pills with microchips in them. At WF's 2018 meeting, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla described the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval of the first electronic pill. The tablet contains a biological chip that enters your stomach and is capable of sending signals that the pill was, in fact, taken to ensure compliance. So imagine the applications of that, the compliance. The insurance companies would know that medicines that patients should take, they do take in them, etc. And then four, praise for lockdowns. Public health policies that restrict movement, ban international travel, and close schools and businesses, commonly known as lockdowns, were implemented in virtually every country around the globe during the pandemic, beginning in China, then Italy, and spreading like wildfire from there. Lockdowns caused immense human suffering in the form of job losses, social isolation, and suicides with little or no effect on COVID-19 mortality. The WF, however, would love to see COVIDian life become permanent. It is reported, as evidenced by the video below, which WF quickly deleted after backlash. The video praises lockdown's role in reducing human activity and leading to the Earth's quietest period in decades. And so they have a video there. How quiet was your local area? And you can see this by going to the Defender website, childrenshealthdefense.org, and just put WEF, and I'm sure you'll find the article listed. Number five, dystopian plans for the future. WEF has also realized videos showing a peek at our future, which include people in masks, plenty of hand sanitizer, QR codes, plus further adjustments away from society as we know it and toward an increasingly isolated virtual world. One of WF's examples of how our lives could soon look is suggested that you could be identified by your heartbeat. This is necessary because facial recognition technology is often thrown off by face masks. But your heartbeat is just as unique as your face. Imagine that. Being able to determine the minute nuances between heartbeats. effectively. See, NASA has invented a system using a laser that can identify people by heartbeat alone. WF also promotes increasingly teaching children using digital technology and asks while showing a photo of a person wearing a mask alone outdoors, what pandemic era changes would you like to become permanent? I wish we could always wear masks. Right. Yes, I saw the video of the children cheering and screeching with delight when it was announced in the classroom that starting today, no masks will be required. And the children just cheered and screeched with delight that they would finally, I don't think they're going to get to change children to change their mind about that one. Anyway, good luck with that, WEF. According to WEF, textbooks, notebooks, and pencils should no longer be viewed as crucial learning tools due to environmental pressures. Instead, education should be digitized and coupled with the metaverse so that students can learn in a virtual environment. Yes. Well, as far as public schools, I think they should be done away with altogether myself, but yeah. There's no reason that any teacher has to keep going in and teaching the same course over and over and over and over and over and over again to successive generations. I think teaching should be done at home, and that people who need a school to babysit their child, that they should pay for it and not me. Yes. So, but I can't see them ever saying, oh, we're going to reduce your property tax. No, they'll never reduce a tax. Yeah, that would be a pipe dream. And one of the decisions in the Supreme Court had to do with them giving money to people for religious education because they can't discriminate. If they're going to offer it to anyone, they can't discriminate against religious schools or religious parents who want to send their children to religious schools. I think that's a bad way to go. Public school just needs to be done away with, and public funding of education. It should be private funding of education through private charities for those that can't afford to take care of their own children. But that's as far as it should go. And that's the way it was. That's the way it was until evil people thought that they could use it. And especially with the implementation by President Carter of the Department of Education. Education really took a bad turn there. It was headed in the wrong direction already, but it has only become worse. Anytime the federal government takes over anything, it becomes worse for the individual, but not to rule the collective, because that's what collective is all about. It's about being ruled by the mind with all the power, we'll put it that way. Just like the Borg. That's why I call it the Antichrist Borg. Okay, number 6. The Great Reset. The Great Reset involves changing everything from future global relations and the directions of national economies to the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of a global commons. Part of the plan involves a fourth industrial revolution, which Schwab has been discussing since at least 2016 and is characterized by a fusion of technologies that is blurring the lines between physical, digital, and biological spheres. In terms of government, the revolution will bring new technological powers that allow for increased population control via pervasive surveillance systems and the ability to control digital infrastructure. It also intends to do away with capitalism and really the free market. Capitalism is not really free enterprise and free market. It is the domination of it. Capitalism is just one aspect of the free market. And that's another discussion. Okay, the Vigilant Citizen explains, while capitalism is based on a self-regulating system of offer and demand, The Great Reset looks to redefine the way businesses are evaluated through new parameters. The main one, compliance with the elite social and political agenda. So even worse than capitalism out of control is total control by their agenda. A propaganda video released by WEF talks about their plan to usher in stakeholder capitalism in which private corporations, not elected leaders, become trustees of society, like Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and Joe Biden. And, on and on it goes. Yeah. They decide when a chicken, when there's enough meat. And they decide whether we don't need meat anymore or whether we should have gasoline automobiles anymore. They decide. This is stakeholder capitalism. You're feeling the brunt of it now, and it's going to end in disaster. And what they say, the good that's going to come out of it, well, along with population control, it's going to be a dystopia, and they're not going to like it either. They're going to be the first, well, they'll be a mass casualty of the new dystopia that they are creating. Yes, because the masses will turn on them and even hunt them down. I saw that movie, and it doesn't end well for them, but they don't believe that. They're bought totally into their dystopia, or they think that their riches will protect them. But they may to a certain degree, but there's going to come a point where nothing will protect them to the monster society that they are creating. That monster is going to turn on them. The murderous monsters who want to kill most of the people on the planet, they will turn on them. To get to this point, the video's narrator states, it's all about getting the right people in the right place at the right time. How's that working out for you out there, people? They have their right people in their right place at their right time and see what they're doing to our world. In other words, the system would be rigged and compliance with a wider agenda would be mandatory in a new economy. Recalibration of free speech, the censorship and regulation of the internet are high on the WEF's agenda, as it would serve as a starting point to recalibrate free speech. The notion was introduced by Julie Inman, Grant Australian E-Safety Commissioner at WEF's 2022 Davos meeting, during which she called for a recalibration of free speech and a recalibration of a whole range of human rights. Yeah, well, I'll take my God-given rights, and they can keep their human rights. In saying this, they're openly calling for censorship. Free speech is, in fact, binary. Either it exists or it does not. And they clearly do not want it to exist. Digital passports in your clothing seems a little far-fetched, but while technology doesn't appear to have advanced to that point, that implantable microchips are being used as brain machine interfaces to control your thoughts, what does exist today are vaccine passports, which can progress to digital IDs, which then lead to central bank digital currencies. The end game. And you know it's the end game because it's the last two verses of chapter 13 of the Revelation that close out the technical aspects of the beast powers and the world governing powers that rule the world immediately before Christ returns. And it is the end game, is the mark of the beast. They call it CBDCs, the end game. I call it the mark of the beast, the end game. CBDCs appear to be inevitable. It's not a question of if they're going to have them, but when. Once CBDCs become widespread, they'll be able to control everything, as it will be difficult to survive without them. It's not easy, people. Living without a social security number, it's going to be even worse when all money, all law, illegal money, is in CBDCs. There will be a black market. There will be trade. They can't control everything. And that's how we will have to survive, by breaking their law, the law of the Antichrist and his CBDC government. To ensure that you can be traced and tracked at all time, WFIT announced that clothing of the future will contain built-in digital passports, and they're slated to reach the market in 2025. Well, they control all manufacturing. They buy it all. They put people out of business who won't go along. 9, smartphones in your body. By 2030, you won't need to worry about carrying a cell phone, wearing clothing with built-in digital passport, because WF is planning to launch smartphones that will be implanted directly into your body. This information was released by Nokia CEO Pekka Lundmark at the 2022 Davos meeting and coincides with the rollout of 6G technology. While 6G networks are still in their infancy, Lundmark stated that they will make smartphones as we know them today obsolete, while physical and digital worlds will grow together. Lundmark added, many of these things will be directly built into our bodies, echoing the transhuman movement, which has an ultimate goal of controlling the human population. It's the Antichrist Borg transhuman. Mark of the Beast is coming. This is what is being described here. Many people will regard transhuman as turning human beings into robot, but it actually describes a social and philosophical movement that involves the development of human enhancement technologies. Elon Musk's company Neuralink involves a surgically implanted microchip that's connected to your brain and synced with AI, with the goal of one day allowing humans to control artificial limbs or even engage in telepathy. Musk described it as a Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires. And according to India Today, the company released a video where a macaque was seen playing ping pong. Whatever that means. I guess you'd have to see the video so you can check out that article. Let's see. This article right here, I'll put it in the chat room for you so you can watch all the videos if you're so inclined, and check out the links there. But yeah, or you can go to Children's Health Defense and look for that article. It's by Mercola. Anyway, there's the link in the chat room. Okay, and these things stay in the chat room for a week, so you can scroll down and see them if you're looking within a week. They stay in there a while anyway. Okay, while transhuman may one day use technologies that are physically embedded in the human body or brain to offer superhuman cognition or forms of mind control, keep in mind that at this time, transhumanism is already occurring, not from an implantable device, but through mass formation psychosis and the manipulation of information. And I believe this part of this transhuman movement is what they're doing to your children in school by teaching them that they can transition to other species or other sex, and that all of these things are not static, but changeable. And 10, finally we come to it. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Yes, one of the greatest signs of slavery is that you own nothing, and you will be happy, or you will suffer for it. Because one thing they did not like is unhappy slaves, or even slaves that had an opinion that they were unhappy, or that would not smile on command, or pretend they were happy on command. One of the Great Reset's new normal dictums is that you will own nothing and you will be happy. Yes, or you will be dead. This is part of the WF's 2030 agenda, and a plan is already in place to make it happen. In their 8 predictions for the world for 2030, WF stated, I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes, writes Dinesh MP. I do Auchan. Shopping is a distant memory in a day in a city of 2030 whose inhabitants have cracked clean energy and borrow what they need on demand. So you get to borrow everything on demand. It sounds utopian until she mentions that her every move is tracked and traced outside the city, live swaths of discontents, the ultimate depiction of a society split in two. I will remain outside. Thank you. Part of the plan to do away with this, with autonomy, is that all products become services. In this dystopian future, there are no products you can own, only services that are rented and delivered using drones. The system would make all human completely dependent on WF-controlled corporations for every single basic need. There would be absolutely no autonomy, no freedom, and no privacy. And you will be happy. Yes, they all want to be slaves, voluntary slaves. A theme of ultimate control. One theme that runs through WF's multiple agendas is control. They want to control what we think, where we go, what we say, what we eat, and what we wear. Do you know who agrees with the WEF? China. Censorship is widespread. Social credit systems control people's behavior. And COVID is still used as an excuse for massive lockdowns and total population control, not to mention the literal concentration camps. Despite all of this, Chinese officials are constantly present at WF meetings. Why? Because China is basically a laboratory for the WF's policies. There you have it. Okay, you've been listening to Cross the Border, a live prophecy reality edition. This is the end of the broadcast. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. I'll see you next time.